This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Last week was a Madison County Fair in Highland. It was Agriculture Day at the fair last Friday. It was also the day for 4-H members to show their swine and beef projects. I had the opportunity to speak with the judge of the 4-H beef show, Doug Turnaugh.
I grew up on a cattle farm, Charlay's. We started off with the animals that we could afford, and so $400 or $500 show heifers, and you know, breeding up from there. And so that led me, as I got to doing 4-H and got to do showing and got to see the people that were beating me, because I was the foundation of every show, and that was the bottom. And so it started off with that, and as I started to pick up on the genetic things and listening to my elders, and I truly got a grasp of what listening can do for you, and listening to the people and going from there and picking up every little bit I could. I didn't come from a big farm or an extremely rich farm, and so the only way to get it done is the hard work and the years to put in to build up the herd on their quality. So that's where I got my start.
And you kind of hit it on a little bit, but how'd you get in specifically to judging livestock?
Well, with judging livestock, like I talked about in my reasons today, you know, I started with showing and getting to know what they're looking for, that kind of thing, and how to better my own cattle. And when you go to a cattle show, it's not just to parade an animal around. You know, you're bringing animals here to a show, and that's why I hope Illinois continues the county fair system. And if they don't, we're in for a big shock, because that is where our youth, our next generation of agriculture, comes in, learns the parts about the industry that we truly need. He learns about those genetics, learns about the changes. This is where we come in, we bring our animals in, and they get sorted by somebody that's an industry professional. And we can take that information back and learn and change our herds and what we're doing. So the big thing for me, when you have an individual come in that maybe doesn't have the highest quality calf, is just getting to learn. I like to spend extra time with them, because it should mean so much to them. If they take it home and use the information, in 10, 20 years, they can make me and my cattle look horrible. I mean, and that's the part about it. It's the education side, not just for the people watching, but for the breeders themselves. And that's how we continue this industry and how we continue to make Illinois, you know, as high as it is in the purebred genetic-based part of the industry. Because if we throw that out, you're going to see the rest of our entire system of livestock go down. We cannot afford to allow that to disappear in Illinois, period. I hope any governor, any person that you have that's a senator, legislator, whatnot, make them listen to this. Make them hear me. Tell them to call me. I'll give them my cell phone number. I don't mind. Call me. I'll share with them exactly why this is so important. And doing that, I've learned, and I got to go to Lakeland, go to U of I, be on their judging team, travel the country, see different things, see how it's done different in other states. And we have so much potential here in Illinois. And so it's amazing to do that. And don't forget, there's livestock scholarships out there for you folks. It's not just sports that can get your kids through college. I tell you right now, there are really good jobs that don't require people getting hurt, that don't require you to be out in the mud and the nasty, that if you go and deal with livestock, and the job change I've had right now, I was 16 years of being an ag teacher and FFA advisor, and now I'm regional manager for United Producers, and we do the marketing. We help farmers with financing, we help them with risk management. I mean, there are so many jobs out there. If your child thinks that agriculture isn't a job for them, you are doing them a disservice. Please get them interested in agriculture. Have them take a look at it, because there's things that they can't get anywhere else. It is truly an amazing industry.
I know. I don't regret my decision to go back to my ag business degree at all. I just graduated in May and love it already. So agriculture is definitely a good degree to get, and you could go just about anywhere with it. How have the quality of the cattle you've seen here today? How is it looking?
Every year, Madison County is astounding, because we have certain breeders here in this county that have just continued to breed and go on and continue to get better. But as we saw today, there are individuals that are just starting out that have some quality cattle. And as they make those next generations moves and the next breeding decisions, which I talk to with the kids to help them understand what they need to do on that next round, you know, they have some really quality. You come back in 5 years, and there's going to be every heifer in the ring is going to have a chance of winning the whole thing. And it's changed so much, and they do such a high-quality job in Madison County. And that's why when these guys go and compete at state, these guys are in the running at state every single year. And it's because they've used the information they've gained through that county fair system and learning that when they bring their animals, they're not just here to get a pretty ribbon. Most of these kids don't care about the ribbons. They can throw them in the trash. They really don't care. They care about learning, and that's why they're here.
And you actually sponsored a class here today that you just judged. Can you tell us a little bit about that class?
This is bred cow class, cow-calf class, and that was the class for me was always the most important growing up, is not having that high-end show heifer, making sure my high-end show heifer does transition into a good cow. Because you can go out and spend all the kind of money you want and have a beautiful show heifer, but if she doesn't transition into a cow, your investment's gone, the kid's not learning, and you're not increasing your genetic diversity in your herd and making your herd better. And it does you an extreme disservice. So as people go out, I talk to the kids personally, each one of them when they come in the ring, talking about their calf and who to breed to next and that kind of thing, maybe not the exact bull, but what traits to be looking for. And so if they're not transitioning into a good cow and they don't understand why or how to do that, we have a big disservice to each individual kid. And that's why I always sponsor that division. It's extremely important to have that next step in that show heifer's life.
And what advice would you give to a young 4-H'er today or someone who's interested in 4-H but hasn't quite gotten involved yet?
Take yourself to a meeting. Take yourself to the shows. Go see what those other kids are doing. Don't just look at the pretty little plaques and the pretty little ribbons they're getting. Pay attention to what they're talking about with the adults, the things that they're learning. Because whether you're in banking, in public speaking, in woodworking, in showing livestock, any part of 4-H, period, there's learning there, and there's education they aren't getting at school. So many of our schools have cut the career and tech ed departments and cut their ag programs. These kids don't get that chance later on in the future. And the reason it's so important, I'm going to bring this up, whether you like it or not, college isn't for everybody. I was one that I am glad I went to college. I almost dropped out, and I had a wonderful woman, and she's one of the heads at Monsanto right now, Tammy Schilling. And one year at State Fair, I told her I thought about dropping out of college, and she smacked me in the back of the head so hard, I almost had to pick myself up off the concrete. And she did me so much good with that, because after she did it, she explained to me why. And that is literally one of the 3 points in my life that made an entire change. And having your students meeting people that are out here in agriculture, in 4-H, that have influential pieces to the industry and can be leaders and mentors for them, it is amazing. I don't know where my life would have been without 4-H, period. And then it's a fall far from there. So please take a look at 4-H. Go get involved. Do something, because it's not something you're going to get in Boy Scouts or at school or in anything else. Get your kids involved. You will see it, maybe not the first year, but after they graduate high school and they move on, they become adults, you'll look back, you'll remember we had this conversation, you heard this, and you'll understand it was the best decision you could have made for your children and how they became adults.
The county fairs are wrapped up for the year, and now it's time to gear up for State Fair. State Fair livestock shows run from August 9th to August 19th. More details on dates of those shows will be announced in the next few weeks. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. There will be a workshop on successful phosphorus management on August 9th at the Carlinville Extension office. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and runs through noon. Lunch will be provided, so it is asked that you RSVP by August 6th by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-854-2626, extension 3. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., The Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.